This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
We are so happy that you are here to rock with us today as we dish on your latest celebrity entertainment news. The ATL crew and I are coming straight to you from our homes along with our amigo Chewy out in LA.
What up,
ATL? Hey, what's up, Chewy?
What's up?
All right, so Sherry and Heidi and Frank will be joining us a little bit later, but I am super excited because guess what?
What?
I have another baby report.
Oh, okay.
Now, also, Kelly Clarkson gets sued by someone who's very close to her and her family. Yeah, but first, hey, Craig, tell us what you got.
Okay, now does anybody still have a headache from last night? Because I definitely do.
I do.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden went head-to-head in the first round of the 2020 presidential debates. Now, if you was under a rock and missed the event, people are calling it the most cringe-worthy and unbelievable debate ever. It was like a boxing match, press conference. Everybody was talking over each other. It was crazy. It even got to the point that CNN anchor Dana Bash called it a show. And Jake Tapper called it a hot mess. There was a millennial I saw online who said it was the worst versus battle ever. They was in the wrong place. But also, actress Brie Larson has some advice for us at home, and she was tweeting, take a breath, and remember, your remote exists for a reason if you need to use it for your well-being.
My God, yes.
Now, Chewy, last night was a whole lot. And I was actually shocked that CNN was letting some curse words fly. What about you?
I was surprised that two grown men, or actually one grown man, would react that way on stage and behave that inappropriately. I was surprised that people were allowed to cuss on CNN. And I realized that one day I, too, can become president of the United States.
Okay.
You got my vote, homie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Portia, like some of your Real Housewives of Atlanta reunions could get a little cray-cray and got a similar vibe to the debate. So, what do you suggest for them? Should they mute the mics, close their laptops, send Samuel Jackson up there to curse at them? What should we do?
First of all, let's end on what you just said. Samuel Jackson, they had online, they said if he was a moderator, he would have said, I said you got two motherfucking minutes. We needed him last night, okay?
See, I don't know if we needed a different moderator, an actual referee, or Mills Lane, or a black mom just to break it up.
A black and Latina mom to be the moderator. That would get done. It would get done. Okay, you guys, the late Naya Rivera's ex-husband, Ryan Dorsey, is putting rumors to halt when it comes to a suspected relationship with Naya's younger sister, Nikayla Rivera, after pictures surfaced of the two out and about together. While the actor posted a 12-minute video on social media to let everyone know things aren't what they seem, he's claiming Nikayla has given up her life to help raise their son, Josie, and purely there for support. And here's a little bit of what he had to say. Check it out.
And he asked me if TT can live with us. I want TT to live with us forever because she's now the closest thing that he has to a mom, because you're going to need all the help you can get as a single parent trying to build your career and navigate this.
My.
Ryan also said that because of the trauma stemming from Naya's death, he has let Josie get whatever he wants, and it's just made it a lot easier to have her around and have family because it has been hard during the grieving process. I can only imagine, y'all. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to have the sister around, so if you see some pictures online, don't assume things. Like, stop that. Don't do that.
Oh.
She's the closest thing to a mother.
father that this kid has.
So, you know, sometimes, too, you may have your mind set up on what you want to do, but the fact that the child was like, please, can TT come and live with us?
Right.
Like, you got to imagine that is the closest thing that he has to mom. And no matter what preconceived connotation you had about what you wanted to do, all those walls fall down, and you do what's in the best interest of the child in that case, which is have TT around. Right. So he did the right thing.
Well, you got to do what the baby said, because I can't imagine looking in that baby eyes. How can you look in that baby eyes and say no? It's not even possible.
Right. Exactly. Especially after that.
Woo, baby. When Kelly Clarkson's divorce is over, we're going to all get some good music, okay? Because not only is she being dragged through the judicial system by her soon-to-be ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, but her soon-to-be ex-father-in-law, Narvel Blackstock, is suing her for $1.4 million.
And here's why. Okay.
So Narvel is the owner of Starstruck Management, who Kelly has been signed to since 2007, and based on her verbal contract, the singer is to pay a commission of 15%. Of her gross earnings, which include future earnings from projects she started while still under Starstruck. Now, according to the lawsuit, Kelly owed $3.36 million in commissions this year, but has only paid out $1.92 million, leaving $1.44 million owed to the company. She posted a meme on Twitter, y'all, of Morpheus from The Matrix challenging somebody to fight, and it looked like she ready for whatever, honey.
She's ready. Oh,
wow.
Yes.
So, but what you think, Portia, this had anything to do with the divorce, honey? Because, I mean, what advice would you give Kelly?
Get rid of that headache.
Right.
Get that man his money. Do the right thing. Don't spend no more money fighting his ass in court. Just divorce him and let him know you a bad bitch and go on with your life. That's
Hello.
What you do.
Boom.
All right, y'all. Well, y'all know what time it is. It's Portia's
baby faithful.
I almost feel like Oprah. I feel like you get a baby, you get a baby, you get a baby.
No, don't give me a baby. No, I don't want a baby.
Well, this is the third one I'm reporting this week, so that's why I'm super excited. This one is about Kevin Hart and his wife, Aniko. They are welcoming their little bundle of joy. Now, she shared this news via Instagram. She captioned it, "Thankful, grateful, blessed. A little bit of heaven sent down to earth. Welcome to the world, baby girl. We couldn't love you more." Her name is Kaori My Heart. Ooh, I love her name.
All right.
Now, this is the second child for Kevin and Aniko. You know, they had a little boy as well. And he has two kids from his previous marriage to Tori Hart. So, how y'all feel about this?
It's good to see them, like, being fruitful and multiplying. And I also like how in the family photo, Kevin took a knee so you wouldn't know that his other son is taller than him.
Right. Because you know what, Gary? I noticed these babies, it seems like they all have the K, like the Kardashians named all their kids with a K. So what you think about that? Do you like that they're using the K?
No, I don't like that.
You got a Heaven and Hendrix, too.
Exactly. So I don't like that. And why are we naming all these kids with the same alphabet? I mean, Portia, you named your child Pilar because he's a P, but I don't like that.
Would you have liked for me to name her Garisha? Garisha, right. After with the G, like you?
Portia, will PJ's little brother or sister also have a name with a P one day?
You know what? I was thinking about that, because I'm pregnant. Oh. And I was like,
excuse
I don't know.
Excuse me? Rewind? What?
You said you pregnant?
I'm playing. I'm joking.
No, you told that. I don't know. I'm coming over, bitch.
That's Garisha, baby.
None of y'all have even seen me this slow down. Yeah, that Garisha's on the way, y'all.
Coming up, is everyone a little bisexual? Lily Reinhart thinks so. Heidi, Frank, and Sherry join me to discuss. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Yay!
Oh, yes, my goodness, Chewy! Look who we have.
Hi.
We got Heidi and Frank joining us from their LA studio.
Yes,
hey, guys! Heidi and Frank. Okay, so in my opinion, Eve has never been shy about speaking on the subject of her husband, British designer Maximilian Cooper, being white and their dynamic as a result of race. Now, while on TV1's Uncensored, Eve is taking it a step further by being very candid about their interracial relationship during these turbulent times of racial tensions in the United States. Yes, take a look.
I don't think about our race. I don't. I don't. When we first got together, Of course. But we are so honest with each other that we have discussions, and that's been a beautiful thing. They live in a different... Their whole reality is different. They don't have to think about it unless they're close to someone who has gone through it or who can explain to them certain things. But that's a beautiful thing. It's a discussion.
Okay, Eve.
Yes, she was very, very frank. She was. Now, Chewy, you know, Eve got a lot of backlash for saying that she doesn't think about race after marrying her husband. But do you think that Eve should just consistently keep him informed on racial issues, or is that just not important?
You know what? The man she's laid up with happens to be an Anglo man. So, yo, you need to keep him informed on what's going on, because a lot of times they're not informed.
So them being married, I think it's great that you see the humanity, but you also have to be informed about the issues. It's like we're in a time today where it's like you can't be married to a person who has no idea what these issues are concerning you as a black woman.
All right. All right. Well, moving on, you know, I love this story. Riverdale actress Lily Reinhart, who came out as bisexual in June. Am I the only one clapping?
All right. Lily Reinhart is a bisexual.
Now, she dated Cole Sprouse for 3 years, but see what you think about this. Lily Reinhart thinks that it's not that big of a deal to be bisexual because she thinks everybody's bisexual. Now, during her recent interview with the LGBTQ&A podcast, Lily revealed how she broke the news to the world about her sexuality and her views on dating both sexes. Take a listen.
So take us back. Like, you write this post and you hit send. What did that moment feel like for you before the reaction started coming in?
I kind of tried to do it as nonchalantly as possible. It just didn't seem like a big deal to me. And it also kind of like the way I look at the world right now. Like, isn't everyone bisexual? Like, is this, you know, kind of surprising to me. I wasn't expecting it. I was like, oh.
Now, Sherry, are you open to perhaps a woman in your future as a lover or a spouse?
I absolutely love women. I respect everything, but like Vivica Fox said and said it all, I'm strictly on the other side of Frank.
And now the Atlanta crew has a deal for you. Check it out.
Need some soft, comfy sheets? Then you'll love this deal time, honey. The Rayon from Bamboo Luxury Super Soft Sheet Set is made of high-strength microfiber and rayon from bamboo yarns, so they'll stay soft and wrinkle-free for years to come. Plus, it has deep pockets to fit extra-thick mattresses up to 16 inches, and bamboo sheets keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer due to its inherent thermal regulating properties.
Oh, Brad, I could use these, child. Tell me more.
Well, Gary, these sheets include one flat sheet, one fitted sheet, and two pillowcases. It comes in different colors like silver, slate, white, aqua, sage, and ivory. And the sizes vary. You can get it in twin, full, king, and queen.
Okay, Brad, how much?
Well, usually this super soft sheet set has been seen at the price range of $79 to $109. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it can be yours from $29 to $39.
Whoa!
Whoa! Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, up next, I talk to the Dragon, a.k.a. legendary rapper Busta Rhymes, and talk about being the first one eliminated from The Masked Singer and much, much more. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we've all been waiting for this moment, man, the return of The Masked Singer Season 4. And, yo, we kicked it off in grand fashion. In the building right now, I got the man who's known as the Dungeon Dragon. Or if you saw The Masked Singer, he was the actual dragon. One time, y'all, for Busta Rhymes in the building. What up, yo?
What you, homie? How you, bro?
No, everything is everything, man. Completely mind blown. Had no idea you was going to pop up on Masked Singer this season. And, I mean, I guess that's what the whole show's about, right? Who was your initial reaction when they approached you to do the show?
I was with it. I was all the way with it. The show was fun. You know, my kids love it. A lot of the peers in the game love it. Like, we actually sit out of me and Swiss Beats be sitting down and talking about, you know, the show. Like, we love the show. Swiss and Lil Wayne talk about the show. Like, the actual feel-good energy show on the mainstream television networks that a lot of the dudes in the game, we dig it.
Like, there's no way you can hide the fact that that's Busta Bus under there. And then also, too, the dragon. Like, other different, like, suggestions that they throw your way before y'all landed on the dragon, or is that what you picked, like, straight out the gate?
Yeah, nah, that's what I picked. They definitely allowed me to have the freedom creatively to approach it the way I wanted to. You know, tell a production crew, I want to be the dragon. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I've been, this is what I am, and this is what I'm going to always be. It just all came together. And the timeliness was just beautiful, man. I had a blast, King.
There are very few people that I can see in the same room with Busta Rhymes as we discuss a versus battle. LL Cool J is on that short list. If you was to do a versus battle, and I'm sure people have asked you because I've seen your name come up in the chat a lot, who would you want to go up against?
Just to really fulfill the appetite of the consumer, you know, I'm excited about, you know, doing a versus with Missy. You know what I'm saying? Missy is my sister. She's like my twin as far as the creative process is concerned. You know, her videos is just as crazy as mine. I just love her in general. I'm a huge Missy fan, and I would just love and take advantage of any opportunity that I would have to celebrate her.
Now, for everybody, you know, your fans that were upset to see you go home so early, what do you have to say to them? Cheer them up just a little bit to get them excited. Pull out the hat.
I mean, number one, if the opportunity comes back again for me to do Masked Singer, it was such an incredible experience for me. I'm definitely doing it again. Number two, in the meantime, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody saw the announcement, you know, with Chris Rock, the confirmation of my new album, Extinction Level Event 2, is coming. And I'm sure everybody's been seeing how active I've been between the new single that I released with Vibes Cartel called The Don and the Boss, which is, he's the number one dancehall artist right now in the whole culture. So for all of those that felt like they was disappointed in me leaving too soon from Masked Singer, you definitely have a whole lot to look forward to with Busta Rhymes and this Extinction Level Event 2, the Wrath of God album, coming sooner than you think.
Busta, we love you so much over here around these parts, man.
Love you too, King. Thank you so much, big bro.
Yo, Extinction Level Event 2, definitely here for it, man. Continued success. That's the
salute.
Dragon right there. Busta Rhymes, man. More Destination on the way, yo.
Thank you, King.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back. Now, I'm pretty sure everybody knows this, but the internet recently went wild when they found out that comedian and actor Eddie Murphy used to be a singer as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, a Twitter account. We know that, but apparently a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
A Twitter account posted a video of Party All the Time. That was a song that he had out in 1985, produced by Rick James.
Party all the time.
There are a lot of people who have no clue what we're talking about. If you don't have a clue yet, well, then take a look.
Party all the time.
The video is a little cheesy and cornball from 1985, but they freaked out even more when they found out that someone posted another video of one of Eddie's singles entitled What's Up With You, featuring King of Pop, Michael Jackson.
Oh, no, that I didn't know about.
I didn't know about this.
Let's take a look.
What's up?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm uncomfortable.
I feel
uncomfortable.
What's up with you?
What's up with you?
This is horrible.
But Frank and Heidi and Chewy, do you remember William Shatner did Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? William Shatner from Star Trek Enterprise.
Yes. That was awful.
Oh my God, that was the most awful. But I have the cassette tape.
I almost my pants when I heard that for the first time. I remember that.
Your pants?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.